CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China on Saturday has described the flight of two B-52 strategic bombers over the area near the Nansha Islands as a serious military provocation. China's Ministry of National Defense said the two U.S. bombers flew into the airspace near an island and reef off the Nansha Islands on December 10th. Military personnel on the island and reef warned the aircraft to leave. The ministry said the United States, by continuously sending military ships and planes, have severely threatened the safety of Chinese personnel and facilities, as well as the peace and stability of the region. China also demanded the United States immediately adopt measures to prevent such dangerous actions in order to prevent damaging relations between the two militaries and countries. The ministry announced that Chinese armed forces would take whatever measures necessary to safeguard China's national sovereignty and security, as well as peace and stability of the region. A ceremony has been held to mark the launch of joint inspections in the waters beyond the Beibu Gulf, claimed by both China and Vietnam. The two sides will conduct joint research to clarify the resources and geology of the area. A Chinese ocean research vessel is being tasked with heading the inspection with experts from both countries on board. It's part of an agreement reached between the two sides during Chinese President Xi Jinping's stop in Vietnam last month. Disputes over maritime sovereignty in the area have strained ties between the two sides. However, both the Chinese and Vietnamese governments have been taking steps to try to ease tensions. The new free trade agreement between China and South Korea has officially come into effect as of today. As part of the agreement, tariffs on more than 90% of goods traded between China and South Korea will be eliminated over the next 20 years. South Korean analysis suggests the country's manufacturers are going to see their overall export growth increase by $1.35 billion U.S. dollars over the next 12 months. China is South Korea's largest trading partner, with South Korea importing around one quarter of all their products from China. Indonesian authorities have launched rescue operations to save over 100 people stuck aboard a stranded boat. The ship, carrying 94 adults and 14 children, lost power off the southern portion of the central Indonesian island of Sulawesi on Saturday. Initial reports have suggested the boat had gone down. However, Indonesian officials say those reports are not correct. The fate of the passengers remains unclear at this point. A meeting among world trade ministers has come to an end in Nairobi, Kenya, with the adoption of the WTO Nairobi Declaration. As part of the agreement, developed members of the World Trade Organization are to eliminate all export subsidies. All WTO member countries will have to limit their export subsidies to the average of what they've been supporting individual products over the past 5 years. Russian President Vladimir Putin has gone on record saying more Russian military means may be used in Syria if necessary. Russia has been running air sorties to back Syrian government forces since the end of September. In marking the suggestion of more Russian involvement in the fight in Syria, Putin also says Russian forces are backing troops belonging to the so-called Free Syrian Army. This is the main rebel group which has been fighting the Syrian government since the civil unrest erupted almost 5 years ago. Protests have taken place in the Indian capital, New Delhi, demanding the courts halt the release of the juvenile offender involved in a fatal gang rape in 2012. However, the court has already ruled the young man has to be released this Sunday under the current provisions in the law. The teenager was part of a group of six men who gang-raped a 23-year-old medical student who later died of her injuries. Chinese scientists have reportedly developed a new supercapacitor, which is said to have better energy capacity through the use of nitrogen and graphene-like carbon. A research team at the Shanghai Institute of Ceramics has developed the new material, which it claims will allow electric vehicles to travel 35 kilometers after charging for just 7 seconds. Work safety officials in Beijing are suggesting a lab explosion at Tsinghua University on Friday appears to be the result of a hydrogen experiment. The explosion rocked a lab at Tsinghua on Friday morning when a postdoctoral researcher was conducting an experiment. He was killed in the incident. For CRI News, this is Wen Jie.